This is Evan Schaefer from Notes from the Legal Underground with today's law-related thing that sucks. The law-related thing that sucks for February 28, 2005, being followed around by a suspicious-looking attorney. If you're listening to this podcast, you might get the sense that I'm following you around. I am an attorney, after all, but since I'm not suspicious-looking, this podcast doesn't count. The suspicious-looking attorney I'm talking about will probably have beady little eyes that seem to be darting back and forth when you first spot him in your rearview mirror. He'll look vaguely familiar to you, like that brother-in-law you haven't seen in years, only he won't have nearly as many tattoos. Also, he's likely to be wearing a suit and an expensive tie. Suspicious-looking attorneys are nothing if not well-dressed. What should you do if you're being followed by a suspicious-looking attorney? Here are your choices. First, you can take evasive action. See if you can shake the suspicious-looking attorney off your trail by driving past a liquor store, a strip club, or the scene of a serious car accident. Often, this will be all it takes to get the suspicious-looking attorney to veer off in another direction. A second option is to pretend the suspicious-looking attorney isn't there at all. It's much like the approach you already take with your neighborhood cop, your city's chief federal prosecutor, or the FBI, all of whom, believe me, are probably poking around in your personal business at this very moment. But you don't think about it much, do you? That's because you've learned to ignore them. If you're like the many who choose to take this approach with the suspicious-looking attorney who follows you around, you'll find that after a few days, you hardly notice him at all. Much like your to-do lists, the vegetables rotting in your refrigerator, or NBC's Matt Lauer. A third way of dealing with the suspicious-looking attorney, favored by intellectuals, is to think about why you've been chosen to be followed. Have you upset somebody who might have hired the attorney to follow you? Is it possible he wants to serve you with legal process? Or are you simply very caught up in the fictional world of Franz Kafka, where this sort of thing tends to happen all the time? The fourth and final approach to the suspicious-looking attorney is to stop and confront him. Admittedly, this is a risky approach, but often it pays off in spades. Attorneys, you see, are not always so mean and ornery as they've been portrayed in the popular press. Are they greedy? Sometimes. Are they arrogant? Most certainly. But they can also be lonely and misunderstood. If you choose to confront the suspicious-looking attorney who is following you around, it's best to ask him a direct question right at the start. Stop your car. Get out. Say, "Hey buddy, are you following me?" This will often be enough to shame the suspicious-looking attorney into following someone else, especially if he was merely on the hunt for a new client. If, on the other hand, he still won't leave you alone, consider asking to buy him a beer. This is often all it takes to win the suspicious-looking attorney over to your point of view and make a lifelong friend besides, not to mention a fierce advocate for your rights, who will be willing to fight for those rights whenever possible, and for only $450 an hour. The bottom line? Being followed by a suspicious-looking attorney is usually a giant pain in the ass. And that's why it's today's law-related thing that sucks. For more legal education, visit LegalUnderground.com, the website that asks the question, why are lawyers so stuffy?